着了，请听我来念。这是今天讲员所要引用的经文，诗篇第119篇第一到第三节。行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福；遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。我们感谢神，我们能够读他那无误的话语。我们这时候就请我们的讲员胡泽弟兄上来为我们传讲神的信息，还有中长老来为我们翻译。
I greet you a blessed morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我愿你有蒙福的一个早上啊！我奉救主耶稣基督的名向你们问安。
Last night, our pastor told us that the more that we desire to live holy lives, the enemy also will try to prevent us in doing so.
昨天晚上郭牧师告诉我们说，我们越是想要过一个圣洁的生活，那恶者仇敌他更是要来搅扰我们。
It is not assured that when we are living in holiness, there is always a smooth sailing life.
我们虽然当我们就是过一个圣洁的生活的时候啊，没有一个保证说我们就一定是会平安一定会顺利一帆风顺。
Those who desire to please the Lord are the target of the attacks of Satan.
那些要来讨神喜悦的人，他们是魔鬼撒旦所要攻击的目标。
As we want to walk in the right path of God, Satan would try to disturb us and cause us to stray away from it.
当我们想要走在神的正路上，撒旦就是要来搅扰我们，要来使我们偏离。
But in spite of this, there is a promise in God's word.
然而，在神的话语里面，却给了我们这样的一个应许。
That there is blessedness in holiness.
我们在圣洁的里面能够蒙福。
And if we talk about this blessedness, it talks about a joy.
说到蒙福，也就是说到你能够有喜乐。
There is happiness in the life of a person or a Christian living in holiness.
一个基督徒活在圣洁中，他是能够欢喜快乐的。
And this joy cannot be taken or cannot be removed by any circumstances.
那这样的一个喜乐是不能够因为任何的环境、任何的状况而被夺去的。
This joy of every Christian who is in the way of holiness is not disturbed by any problems and trials in life.
这样的一个喜乐在基督徒心里面的是不会被任何的困难任何的问题而使到他被夺去的。
This joy and happiness is an internal joy with eternal significance.
那这样的一个喜乐是内心的喜乐，是有永恒的意义的。
No one can take it away from the Christian.
没有一个人能够从基督徒身上把它夺去的。
Especially the Christian who is walking in the life of holiness.
特别是当基督徒就是行在圣洁的道路上。
As we proceed with this next message on the blessings in holiness, I pray that the Lord will comfort our hearts.
在我们继续来探讨进入探讨这个关于过圣洁生活所蒙的福气的时候，我盼望神的话语来感动我们的心。
I pray the Spirit will encourage us.That we will walk in holy lives.
我真是期盼说，神的灵能够来感动我们，让我们继续走在这圣洁的道路上。
Let us pray first before this message.
让我们先来祷告。
Our loving heavenly Father,
我们满有慈爱的圣天父。
Thou art a God who Clear the way for all thy people.
你是为你的子民排开万难的那位神。
Thou hast perfected the way of thy children.
你使到你的儿女所行的路完全。
Thou hast given joy and gladness in the hearts of thy people.
你赐下欢喜快乐在你儿女的心里。
Joy and gladness that are not temporal but eternal.
欢喜快乐不是暂时的欢喜快乐，而是永恒的。
Give us understanding, O God, to see this joy in the life of holiness.
求主给我们有这样的一个明白的心，来看到在圣洁生活中所能得到的喜乐。
Encourage every Christian's heart to follow the path of righteousness.
感动鼓励所有信徒的心来跟随来追随这样的一个圣洁的生活。
And convict the hearts of those who are wayward to go back in the way of holiness.
那些正走在偏路上的，求主就是你的话语来指正他们，来帮助他们回到正路上。
Cleanse us and forgive us of all our sins.
求主就是饶恕我们，洗清我们一切的罪污。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Psalms is the balm for the soul.
诗篇啊，这卷书啊，是我们灵魂的这个良药。
We have a famous product in Singapore, which is the Tiger Balm.
啊，新加坡有一个著名的药膏叫做什么？胡椒油。
My pastor in Japan, he always asks us to send tiger balm to him for some of his pains and aches.
然后我在日本的这个牧师，他就常常叫我送一些这些浮漂油啊，好叫他能够用来抹在他的一些痛处、伤处。
The whole Bible is the balm for the weary soul.
全本圣经啊，也就是那忧伤的灵的这个良药。
But this book of Psalms is the center of the Bible by which we can get comfort and encouragement from God's word.
那诗篇就在圣经的正中间是我们可以从中来得到。安慰得到扶持的。
It gives us the comfort and encouragement that we will continue to live according to the word of God.
那他给我们安慰，给我们鼓励，好叫我们能够继续就是按照神的话语来行。
Psalm 119 focus on God's word.
诗篇119篇他的这个专注点就是神的话语。
The theme of this longest psalm is the Holy Scripture.
这一篇就是圣经里面最长的这一篇诗篇。那它的主题就是神的圣言。
It has 176 verses, the longest chapter in the Bible.
它共有176节是圣经中最长的一章经文。
And it starts here in these three verses, assuring the Christians of a blessed life.
那他在这一开始的三节就给信徒一个肯定就是说要来蒙福。
As we have mentioned earlier, the word blessed here refers to joy, happiness, gladness of heart.
那就像我们之前所说的这个蒙福就是指着喜乐欢喜在心中的这样的一个喜悦。
It is a joy that cannot be removed out of the heart of every believer.
是不能够这样的一个喜乐是不能够从信徒的心中被夺去的。
And verse 1 says here, blessed are the undefiled in the way.
那第一节就告诉我们说行为完全的遵行神耶和华律法的这人便为有福。
The word undefiled here refers to those who are living in holy life.
在这里，他是说到说完全的，就是说到说一个人是活在圣洁的生活中。
They are also called as perfect and unblemished people.
那他们就是那些没有瑕疵完全的人。
And this is the joy of every Christian, the blessedness of every Christian, to live a perfect life.
那这就是一个基督徒的喜悦，因为他能够活一个完全的生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament says, "Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect."
那在新约，我们看到主耶稣基督也说，你要完全像天父完全一样。
How can we live a perfect life?
我们怎么能活一个完全的生命呢？
A perfect life is a life walking in the ways on and the laws of the Lord.
那一个完全的生命就是活在神所喜悦的道路，活在神的完全神的律法的当中。
And it describes perfection in our journey towards heaven.
那它所描述的是我们在走向天堂的道路上的那个完全。
It is a life that is not moved or being shaken in spite of the problems here in this world.
那这是一个不被这地面上的困难磨难所动摇的一个生命。
Whether there are economic downfalls or any stock market falls, there is always this joy internally in the heart of the believer.
那无论是经济萧条股票市场滑落这样的事情都不会影响一个信徒在心中的喜悦。
Whether there are sickness or infirmities or any pains and problems in our bodies, this perfection is not affected by these things.
那即使是有病痛有一些的磨难，一些的问题在我们身上都不会影响这样的一个完全。
In this verse, the word undefiled describes here of a perfect way of the Christian in his walk with the Lord.
那在这里就是所谓的这个完全，就是说没有任何的瑕疵，没有任何的玷污。
And although there are trials and problems that he met in this world, he is assured that God will perfect it, will complete it until the day that he will come face to face with his Lord.
那虽然在路途中可能是有一些的磨难，一些的试炼，但是呢，他知道说神必定会使他完全直到他见主面。
And this is the joy and assurance of every believer.
这是每一个信徒所拥有的喜乐，还有所拥有的这样的一个确据。
We may struggle in our way. There may be problems and trials that will cause us to depart or sometimes goes astray from God's word. But we have the assurance that God will perfect it and complete it.
那虽然有的时候我们会遇到一些磨难，遇到一些问题，甚至我们可能有的时候会走偏路，但是我们有这样的一个确据，知道说神会使他完全。
So this is an assurance that when we are walking in a life of holiness, we are always pleasing the Lord.
那这样的一个就是保证呢，就是说到说我们如果活在一个圣洁的生命当中呢，我们是来讨神喜悦的。
The life of Joseph, as we have heard last night, was a good example of this.
我们昨天晚上所听到的约瑟的这个生命就是一个很好的例子。
Although he was in a very difficult circumstance as a slave and even was put in a prison, he was still, or the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph.
那虽然他就是面对了一个很大的困难，甚至被丢到监牢里面，那圣经说神还是与他同在。
The enemy would try to discourage him. The enemy would try to prevent him from walking a holy life. But he continued to walk in the life of God and God perfected always his life.
虽然敌人是要来阻止他，敌人是要来不让他行在这个正路上，那但是神却帮助了他。
The famous phrase that we can always hear in the life of Joseph was, "The Lord was with Joseph."
在约瑟的一生里面，我们常会看到的这样的一个词句，就是神与他，或者耶和华与他同在。
And this is also the premise for every Christian who is walking in the holy ways of God.
那这也是神给予每一个信徒，那些行在神道的正路上的信徒的一个应许。
The Lord is with us.
神与我们同在。
There may be some difficulties in life, but we know the Lord is with us.
虽然我们生命中可能有一些的困难，但是神与我们同在。
That we have the assurance that the Lord will cause us to go through with these trials and problems in life.
那我们有这样的一个保障，我们知道说神必定会与我们一同度过这些的问题，在我们生命中来引导我们。
We are saddened with broken families, with our children who are wayward, with some problems of job and problems of our health. But we know God will cause us to go through with these trials because He is with us.
虽然可能我们面对这些工作上的问题，甚至家庭的问题孩子不听话，或者是我们面临病痛等等，那我们就都有这样的一个把握，说神是与我们同在的。
And that rejoicing in the heart can never be taken out by all these problems in life.
那这样的一个在心里面的喜悦，在心里面的欢乐是不会被这生活中的这些困难来给夺去的。
Lord, when we pray, Lord, may these things may trouble me, these things may be heavy upon me, but I know that you will encourage and strengthen me until the time I will be with you.
那我们可以祷告说，神啊，虽然这些的问题缠绕着我们，我这些困难真的是使到我感到重担很大，但是就是有这样的一个把握，说神会带领我们度过。
This is a great comfort and assurance for all of us.
那这样的一个是对于我们来每一个人来讲是一个很大的安慰和鼓励。
The idea also of the word undefiled refers to unblemished or those who are being cleansed.
那这里所说的个完全就是没有任何的污点啊，没有任何的就是受污染的意思。
We know that here on earth we are still traveling on this wicked and sinful world.
我们知道我们在活在这世界上，这世界是邪恶的一个世界。
There are temptations during in every way that we go.
那在我们所去的各地方都充满着一些试探引诱。
And many times we know ourselves that we fall into temptation and we commit sin.
很多时候我们都知道我们会掉入一些的这些试探引诱，甚至是犯了罪。
And sometimes we are discouraged to continue our walk in a Christian life and ask God, Lord, why am I keeping on sinning when I try to live a holy life?
那甚至我们就是掉入罪恶当中，我们都会来问神说，为什么我想要过一个圣洁生活，但是我却在掉入这样的一个光景里面。
But this verse encourages us because if we are in the way of God, following the holy way of God, He considers already every Christian as undefiled or being cleansed.
我们在这一节里面就看到说只要我们是行在神的道路上，行在神的世界，他已经是把我们看成是没有瑕疵，是完全的。
Because we have the assurance of God that every time we sin, if we confess our sins before Him, He is willing, ready, and righteous to forgive us all our sins.
因为我们有这样的一个就是保证，就是说我们有这样的一个把握，说每当如果我们不小心犯了罪，那是神只要我们来承认我们的罪恶，我们悔改，那神是愿意饶恕，神会继续的来帮助我们。
We have a loving Father who is with us, who understands our failures and mistakes.
我们有一个慈爱的父亲，他是明白我们是的脆弱，他来照顾我们。
As long as we accept and acknowledge that we have sinned, and Lord, I come before Thee, wash me and cleanse me from my sins, God is ready to do it.
那只要我们愿意承认自己的罪，我们来向神诉说，神是愿意来就是用耶稣基督的宝血来洗清我们的罪，来帮助我们。
All of us wants to be clean people.
我们每一个人都就是愿意就是清洁。
Maybe some of you will take a bath not only once, twice, but thrice in one day.
可能我们当中有一些人不只是冲一次凉可能是两次、三次，一天里面冲两三次凉。
In our spiritual life, we need cleansing not only twice, thrice, but every time we sin, every time the Spirit convicts us, we must come to God for cleansing.
在属灵的生命里面我们不但是要就是洁净两次、三次，那而是我们每一次犯罪的时候当圣灵就是指出我们的错的时候，我们都应当来就是使清洁让自己得到洁净。
And the assurance is He is always willing to do it for us to cleanse us.
然后我们所得到的这样的一个应许，这样的一个保证，就是他永远都会愿意来洁净我们。
For us as parents, we sometimes complain our children to if they keep on repeating their mistakes and their errors in the home.
我们身为父母的有的时候我们看到孩子一而再再而三的犯同样的错误的时候我们都会就是投诉。
We always tell them how many times that you ask forgiveness of this kind of sin. Sometimes we are upset of their actions.
那我们甚至有的时候会问他说你要我饶恕你这同样的错要饶恕多少次有的时候我们真的是有点不耐烦了。
But God is not counting how many times we come before Him.
神却不是在那里数我们来了他跟前多少次。
In fact, He wants us to come to Him always for cleansing.
那反过来他是愿意我们每一次都来到他的跟前来得洁净。
And he says here, if we are undefiled, we are walking in the law of the Lord.
在这里他说如果我们是完全的话我们就是遵行神的律法。
And the idea here of walking in the law of the Lord, he is obeying to the commands and the statutes of God.
那这里所说的遵行神的律耶和华的律法那个概念就是说他是在遵守神的命令律例典章。
And we know that it is the Holy Spirit that causes us to perfectly obey this law of the Lord.
那我们知道说唯有圣灵就是帮助我们来完全守住神的命令。
And this is the assurance that the Holy Spirit is indwelling in us.
那这也就是给我们这样的一个肯定确定说圣灵是内住在我们心里。
This cannot be taken away from us.
这是不能够从我们心中给夺去的。
This is the seal and assurance that we are the children of God.
那这是我们身为神的儿女的一个印记。
And He will always help us to see the truth and to be convicted of all our sins.
他是一直会引导我们来看到真理，也因着真理，我们就是被指，我们就看出我们自己的不对。
He is even interceding in prayer for us always.
他甚至是来为我们来祷告。
That's why Paul said that his life will always be good in the sight of God, even during bad things, because the Spirit is praying for him.
那因此保罗说他所的一切行为在神眼里都会看为是正的，因为有圣灵一直帮助他来祷告。
All things will work together for good to them that love God.
那万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And it is the Spirit that causes us to love the Lord.
那是圣灵来引导我们来爱这律法。
And it is the Spirit that will cause us also to continue to keep the law of the Lord.
那也就是圣灵来继续来引导，来帮助我们继续来遵守神的律法。
Here in verse 2, it again starts with the word blessed.
在第二节这边也提到有福。
It's again a description, the same description of joy and gladness and happiness in the life of a believer.
那这也是同样指着这个信徒 生命中的那份的喜乐欢喜快乐。
It is purposely repeated in here because the writer probably wants us to understand that there is really blessedness, joy and happiness for everyone who obeys or who follows the way of holiness.
那在这里他重复的说到是有福，那可能作者就是要我们知道说的确就是一直持续不断的我们生就是一个遵行神话语的人是的确是能够有得到这样的一个福分。
In verse 1, it describes that even though we lack and even though we commit sin, God is willing to perfect us and God is willing always to cleanse us.
那在第一节是说到说如果我们真的是有瑕疵，真的是有做的不完全的，但是神会使我们完全，使我们继续的在这样的一个蒙福有欢喜快乐的当中。
In verse 2, he is promising here that if we keep his testimonies and seek him with a whole heart, we are blessed, we are joyful, we are glad.
那在第二节这边说，如果我们遵行他的法度，那和还有一心寻求他的话，我们就真的是有福，我们就是会充满欢喜快乐。
And the word here, keeping his testimonies here, is referring to those people who are living and manifesting the holiness of God.
那在这里遵行他的法度的意思就是说，我们看到那些在我们还活着那些还活着的在那边的人在那边所活出来的见证。
These are the believers who live a Christ-like life.
那这些是那些就是以基督的样式来活的人。
It is a joy because it brings people to Christ.
那他是充满欢喜快乐的，因为他是引导人来到基督跟前。
It is a joy because the testimony, the life that we are living, will cause other people to see the holiness of Christ.
那是充满着欢喜快乐，是因为这样的一个生活，这样的一个见证，是来吸引人，来引导人，来归向耶稣基督。
Is it not a joy to bring a soul, to bring a person to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
难道能够带一个人带一个灵魂来到耶稣基督跟前，难道不是一件快乐的事情吗？
Have you experienced sharing the gospel and then pray with that person whom you have sharedWhen he received the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord?
你有没有这样的一个经历，就是跟人分享福音，那带领他来祷告，引导他来归向主呢？
It is a great joy and comfort that we will see this person who was supposed to be heading towards hell, but now he is repenting of his sins and come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够看到一个人，他原本是走在灭亡道路上，他原本是要进入地永恒的这个受苦的当中，现在他回头回转过来，那得到耶稣基督的救赎，我们是就是应当是很欢喜快乐的。
In fact, it is not only us who are rejoicing, but the angels in heaven are rejoicing also over a soul who repents.
那不单是我们欢喜快乐，其实当一个罪人悔改的时候，天上的使者天使都会因此而欢喜雀跃。
So if you are living a life of holiness and you are manifesting Christ-likeness, you are attracting people to the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你是活在那个圣洁的生活之中，那你是就是引导一些的人来归向主，你是真的是活出耶稣基督的样式。
And it is a joy to be used as an instrument, a vessel of God, for these people to be brought into His kingdom.
那我们能够成为就是神的器皿，来带领这些人来回到神的国度里面，是一个非常欢喜快乐的事情。
When we come to heaven, will there be people who will shake our hands and say, thank you for sharing me the gospel. Thank you for giving me the tract. I come to know the Lord Jesus Christ because of what you have done to me.
那当我们回到天家的时候，回到天堂去的时候，见到这些人，这些人就会来跟我们握手，来向我们道谢，谢谢你分担当给我，谢谢你以我 分享福音，谢谢你让我能够来到这个美好的地方。
We may not see them, we may not know it while we are here on earth, but it's a great joy to see these people with us in heaven because God used us as His instruments.
那可能我们在这地面上的时候，根本没有觉察到，我们也不知道会这样子。那是当我们去到天上的时候，看到这些人啊，他们的欢喜快乐，我们也会因此欢喜快乐，因为神使用我们。
It is a joy to keep the testimonies of the Lord manifesting and showing the great love of God for sinners.
那真的是，如果能够真的是成为这样的一个美好的见证，能够成为这些罪人的一个帮助啊，这的确是一个非常欢喜快乐的事情。
To show the light, to be the salt of this earth.
那在就是能够为主来发光，能够在这地面上来成为主的盐。
It's a great joy and comfort and an encouragement for every one of us.
那是非常欢喜快乐的事，也是我们每一个人能够感到鼓舞的一件事情。
And here in verse 3 it says also, they also do no iniquity.
那在第三节这边说他们也是不做非义的事。
This gives us an idea that a person who is walking in holiness is now laboring for God and whatever he does pleases the Lord.
那这也告诉我们说一个人活在圣洁的当中，他是在为主来工作，他也是就是蒙福的。
We may be just greeters in the church or handing tracts or whatever minor and menial things we do in the church, but if it is done in the way of God without iniquity, it pleases Him.
那我们或许只是一个招待人只是做一些看来是很细小很低微的一些服侍的，但是如果是为主而做而且我们是没有任何的错事的话，那这也是在神眼里看为可贵的。
We need not to be preachers and pastors to be considered as having done something great for the Lord.
那我们不需要就是成为传道人或者是成为牧师讲言，那才算是为主做了美好的事情。
Our presence in the fellowship, our attendance in the church, how punctual we are when we come to the worship service is already a great thing that we offer for God.
然后我们在团契里面来出席，我们参加敬拜，我们守时就是不迟到都是一个美好的见证，是神所喜悦的。
Because it is done without any iniquity.
因为这都是就是做出来是没有任何不义的。
We are not there to show off. We are not there to boast ourselves. We are not there to be arrogant people. But we are there because we want to please the Lord.
然后我们不是在那里来炫耀在那里要让人看见，而我们真的是做这一切就是要来讨神的喜悦。
And it says also that they walk in His ways.
那这里也说他们是遵行他的道。
It is a joy to be walking in the way of God.
那能够行在神的道路上是一件喜悦的事情。
Because the way of the Lord surely will lead us to heaven.
因为行在神的路上肯定是要引导我们回到天家去。
The way of the Lord will surely lead us to eternal life.
那行在神的道路上肯定是要引导把我们引入永生里。
We have a destination, and that destination is the kingdom of God.
然后我们是行走是有一个目标，那目的地就是神的国。神的国。
When we are walking in His ways, we have a sure destiny, we have a sure place to arrive.
当我们走在这道路上的时候，我们是有一个肯定的目的地一个肯定要去的这个地方。
It may be a rough road, it may be a difficult way, it may be sometimes it's hard, but we know there is the end, and the end is always there is a joy and there is the rejoicing because it is God's place.
那虽然在一路上有曲曲不平、艰苦困难， 的路程，但是我们确实有这样的一个把握，知道说我们是有一个明确的一个目的地，我们必定会就是最终是进入到欢喜快乐的地步。
This is a great assurance, and I believe this is the greatest of all, because we know that whatever happens here on earth, whatever circumstances that we may come, we always have the assurance that we will end up there in His kingdom.
这是我们无论会发生在我们身上什么样的事情，我们在这地面上要遭遇怎么样的困难，我们都有这样的一个把握，说我们最终是会去到天家。
When we walk in His ways, we have the assurance that we will be led always to accomplish His purposes and plans in our lives.
然后我们只要在行在他的道路上，我们就有这样的一个就是一个把握说，我们是他是在我们身上有他特别的旨意，那我们是必定会就是到他所要到的地步。
So that when we arrive there, He will welcome us, thou good and faithful servant.
因此当我们去到那里的时候他就会来迎接我们说你是那又忠心又良善的仆人。
You have not turned by the wayside, you have not turned a detour, you have not turned any ways, but you have followed my ways.
那你没有在一路在路途中转偏了离开了去到别处去了你最后是来到我这里行在我的心意中。
So there is this assurance that when we come before him, God is welcoming us with a great smile and with a great hug, I believe, for us to be there because we are walking in His ways.
然后我们有这样的一个把握，说最终我们就是会来到就是神的面前，他会以一个笑脸来迎接我们，他会把我们拥抱在他的怀抱里，我们是有这样的一份欢喜快乐。
I am always amazed with this parable given in Luke chapter 15.
而我在常常就是就是被这个路加福音第十五章的这个比喻就是就是吸引着我
In Luke chapter 15 from verses 11 to 32, it describes here of a lost son.
在路加福音第十五章11到32节它是描述一个就是一个走偏了的一个儿子。
Most of us can identify ourselves with this lost son.
那这个已经是迷了路的这个孩子我们很多人可能会从中看到我们自己的影子。
We may have tried to live holy lives, but there were times that we departed from the ways of God.
然后我们可能是有想到说要走这圣洁的道路，但是生命中的某个时刻，我们可能就是偏离了。
In my Christian life, also there was a time that I backslided and I was in the world.
那在我基督徒的生涯中，那有一段时间，我也曾经就是冷淡后退，那我甚至是要走回这个世界的道路。
I was tempted with the glitters of gold, and I was tempted with popularity. I was tempted with everything that the world can give me.
那我真的是被这世界所要给我的一些好处，无论是那些财富，那些就是名望给吸引住了。
I was in the church, I was even teaching Sunday school, but my life from Monday to Saturday was all in the world.
那我那时候还在教堂里面，那我还甚至在主日学里面来教导，但是我的星期一到星期五，我的心就是归给了世界。
It was a miserable life.
那是一个很就是很痛苦的一段生活。
I was working sometimes with sleepless night because I wanted to have this promotion.
那我就在工作，有的时候甚至是工作到深夜，没得睡。为的就是希望说在工作上得到提升。
I traveled away from our home, leaving my families without any prayer and devotion with the children because I wanted to promote myself.
那我就是出外去为着工作，那我也没有跟家人来祷告就是把他们放在一边为的就是在工作上让我能够 就是来得到好处。
I thought that the joy in life is in money and is in prestige.
那我以为说生命中的喜乐就是在于这些财富还有这些名誉。
But I experienced instead a very miserable life.
不过然后我却真的是活出一个非常痛苦的生活。
And just like this lost son here who spent the money of his father, the inheritance he received from his father, into riotous living.
那就像这个浪子一样他就是把他父亲的这些钱财都耗尽在这些糜烂的生活里。
The story goes that there was a certain man that had two sons.
那故事是这样的，有一个人有两个儿子。
And this younger son asked the father to give him the portion of goods that falleth to him, and the father divided unto them his living.
这个小儿子就叫父亲就是把他的财家业分就是分开分给他把他当得的产业给了他。
And so this younger son took his journey into the city and lived and wasted his substance with riotous living.
那因此这个小儿子就拿了他一切所有的就收拾起来了，他就去到一个城市里面去过那放荡那个浪费钱财的生活。
But the assurance of being a son of God, a child of God, is that God will not allow us to go far from Him, that we will not be able to come back to Him.
然后我们如果是身为神的儿女，那神给我们的应许是他不会让我们走得太远，以致我们不能够再回头。
Once the maximum leash is expanded, then God will have to bring us back.
一旦我们走到那最远之处来到尽头的时候，那神就会把我们拖回来。
We may still try to get away, but God will surely put us back in His right way.
可能我们还想说挣脱，但是神却有他的方法把我们带回来。
And this is the assurance of a child of God.
那这是一个真的神的儿女所得到的这样的一个应许。
That's why we must make sure that we are truly born again believers, children of the Most High God.
那因此我们必须确保说自己已经是重生的，就是这至高神的儿女。
And so here, this son spent all his money, and there was a mighty famine that came into the land.
那因此这个做孩子的他耗尽了他一切的钱财，那在那个他所处的地方遇见了大饥荒。
Now because he had no money in here, he was working in the fields to feed swine.
那因为他没有钱，那他就在那个地方就是去帮就是在一个田地里面去帮助人放猪。
Aside from having the difficulty of being a son of a rich father and working in the fields, it was also very hard for him because I believe he was it describes a Jew, and this Jew is feeding pigs.
对一个本来是活在富裕的家庭就是富有的父亲的孩子，现在却要去替人打工已经是不容易了。而且我相信这是描述一个犹太人，那犹太人要来养猪那更是不可思议。
We know that Jews they consider swine as unclean animals.
我们知道说犹太人是把猪看成是不洁净的。
And he was assigned to feed these unclean animals.
他却被分派去养这些不洁净的牲畜。
Worst was the swine were eating, were fed, but he was in famine.
那糟糕的是这些猪是得到食物来吃，他却没得吃。
In verse 17, we thank God that here he came to himself and he realized how he has gone away from his father.
然后我们感谢神在第七节我们就看到说他真的是醒悟过来，那他知道说他自己已经离开了自己的父亲。
He realized that the servants in his father's house were provided with enough food, and there was even spare, and there he was perishing with hunger.
然后他就想到说，父亲在父亲家中父亲有 很多的这些雇工这些仆人啊，他们都得到很好的喂饱，那自己却现在在这里挨饿。
This is always the experience of Christians who tries to run away from God.
那我们知道说那些要逃避神的基督徒，他们的处境就是这样子的。
If you are a professing Christian and you claim the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you are away from Him but you are not feeling guilty and any miserable in your life, there is a problem.
那可能你只是个挂名的基督徒，那当你离开就是离开教会离开神，但是你面对这些的问题的时候，但是你却不感到有任何的内疚的话啊，这就是很大的问题了。
God the Father is a loving Father who will chastise His children who goes away from Him.
那神是那慈爱的父亲，那些偏离他的儿女呢，他必定会管教他们。
Here in verse 18, he says, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee.
那在第十八节他就这样子说，他说我要起来，我要到父亲那里去，要向他说，父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And indeed, he went back to his father.
那的确他就回到他父亲身边。
You know the reaction here of the father.
我们来注意看这个父亲他的反应。
In verse 19, it says here, he is willing to go back to his father and he says, he's planning to say, I am no more worthy to be called thy son and make me one of thy hired servants.
那第十九节，当他这个儿子醒悟的时候，他回去，他就告诉他父亲说：“哎，我不配做你的儿子，你把我当做一个雇工吧。”
But in verse 20 describes here how his father was waiting for him.
那在二十节就让我们看到说，做父亲的是在那里等候着他。
The father has long been looking and to the field and expecting his return.
那做父亲的就是一直在那里期盼着他的回来。
He knows the son will come back to his house.
他知道他的儿子肯定会回到他的家中。
So that when he was yet a great way off, the son was yet great way off, his father saw him.
那因此当孩子还在很远的距离，远远的父亲就看到他了。
It was a great way far from the place of the father, but he already recognized the son.
那虽然孩子还是在遥远的地方离开父亲的家还有一段的路，但是父亲一看就认出是儿子了。
And the father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell in his neck and kissed him.
那父亲做父亲的看见了就动了慈心，跑去抱住他的颈项，连连的与他亲嘴。
He ran to meet this wayward son.
他跑去去见这个这个叛逆的儿子。
And with compassion, he fell on his neck and kissed him.
带着慈心，他就抱着他的颈项来亲吻他。
Oh, how it pictures God the Father welcoming His children who have gone away from Him.
这让我们看到说，我们天上的父亲是这么的就是疼爱他的儿子，虽然这个孩子是叛逆的。
If we confess our sins, God is willing to forgive us of all our sins.
只要我们愿意承认我们的罪，我们慈爱的神，他是愿意饶恕我们各样的罪。
And He will restore us in the way of holiness.
他会就是修复我们，让我们回到圣洁的状态。
And He will perfect our way, and He will perfect the work that He wants us to do.
他会使到我们完全，他会让我们所做的事都完全。
And he is always willing to cleanse us and wash us of all our sins.
他是愿意就是来洁净我们，来洗清我们各样的罪污。
And when we are cleansed and we are washed, he will use us as his instruments and vessels to bring other souls into his kingdom.
然后我们得到洁净的时候，他更是愿意来 使用我们成为器皿来带领其他的人来归于向他。
And doing so, we are also assured that our ways is towards His eternal place in heaven.
然后我们这么做的时候，我们也很肯定说，我们所走的道路就是在往天堂的这个方向去了。
To be in the way of the Lord is a joy, and it's full of blessedness.
那能够行在神的道路上，是一个蛮有喜乐的蛮有喜乐的事情，是一个蒙福的一件事情。
If we have not experienced His joy and blessedness in life, we must come back unto Him and be used by Him to glorify and honor Him.
如果我们在生命中感受不到说我们是得到这一切的话，让我们回到他的身边，让他来使用我们。
He is long waiting for us to go back to the way of holiness.
他一直都在期盼着我们回到那圣洁的道路上。
That we may be made useful in His plans and purposes in His.
好像我们真的是能够成为可用的来完成他的计划，他的旨意。
There is blessedness in holiness.
那我们在圣洁中是蛮有福气的。
Yes, there may be difficulty, there may be trials, there may be problems and troubles, but there is always this joy that no one can take away from us.
的确，可能在路途中是有困难，有一些的磨难，但是没有一个人，没有任何势力能够把我们心中的这份喜悦、这份快乐给夺去。
May the Lord will comfort and encourage us to always walk in a life of holiness.
愿神就是激励我们、帮助我们一直都走在这成圣的道路上。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven,
我们在天上慈爱的父亲。
We thank Thee for Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为着你的爱子耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Who saved us and washed us of all our sins.
因为他拯救了我们，他洗清我们一切的罪。
And because of Him, we are made children of God.
因着他，我们就成了神的儿女。
And this assurance of being a child of God is a great joy for all of us.
我们能够肯定的来成为神的儿女，这对于我们来讲是一个充满欢喜快乐的事。
Help us to walk in Thy ways.
求主帮助我们行在你的道路上。
In times that we depart away from Thy ways, bring us back, O God.
如果我们在当我们不小心走得偏离的时候，求主你把我们带回。
That we will have this joy of living with Thee.
好叫我们能够享受这样的一个快乐，与主你同在。
And the assurance of a life eternal together with Thee.
那能够得到这样的一个是能够得到永恒生命的这样的一个把握。
Help us, O Father, for in Jesus' name we pray.
求主来帮助我们我们奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
阿们，
阿们。